Father, may these spoken words be faithful to the written word and lead us to the living word, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Please sit. I've chosen to talk about the Genesis reading this morning as it's the end of the story of Abraham. If we had started at the very beginning, the first week, we would have heard the call of Abraham to leave Ur and of the Chaldees to travel 2,000 miles to the promised land. In the second week, we would have seen him hijacked from the promised land to Egypt and how he came back to Canaan. And then you may remember Dave preached on how God promised Abraham a son and what happened when Abraham and Sarah tried to give God a helping hand, and he called the sermon, Who Had the Last Laugh? The following week, Hagar and Ishmael were sent away, and last week, Abraham, we would have heard him, how he had faced the ultimate test and passed with flying colours, which was when he was prepared to sacrifice Isaac, his son. And then this week, as we have heard, Abraham is making sure that his son Isaac has the right wife to enable Isaac to continue with his walk with God. And as he approaches the end of his life, Abraham provides for Isaac's future for when he is gone. And although we don't actually hear about Abraham's death this week, he actually dies in the next chapter. But that comes before the start of next week's readings. So as I said, Abraham is dying. Before he does, he wants to find a bride for his son Isaac. He sends a servant to his homeland to find this bride. And the servant does what he was sent to do. And God demonstrates to the servant that Rebekah is the one. For Rebekah, her encounter with Abraham's servant came down to one important question. Will you go with this man? And in verse 58, she answers, I will. And this response changed her life forever. Now, from a spiritual viewpoint, and this is a real reason that I wanted to choose this reading, everything boils down to the very same question. And in this story, Abraham is a picture of God the Father. The servant represents the Holy Spirit. Rebekah represents the church. And Isaac is a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. God the Father has sent his Holy Spirit into this world to call out a bride for Jesus Christ. Like Abraham's servant, the Holy Spirit does not promote himself, but he talks about Jesus and calls lost people to come to him for salvation. And when a man falls under conviction and the Holy Spirit reveals Christ in his heart, he is brought face to face with the greatest question man will ever encounter. Will you go with this man? Now, how you answer that question determines where you will spend your eternity. Now, in the reading, some matters are very clear to Rebekah. Isaac is a man of mystery. The name of the man is not even revealed to Rebekah, but for over 500 miles, the servant talked about him, and Rebekah learned all about him. And the Spirit of God will teach us all about him as we journey toward home. The Spirit is in the teaching business. And John chapter 14, verses 13 and 14 say, But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears. And he will tell you what is yet to come. He will glorify me because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you. Isaac is a man of matrimony. The whole purpose of the journey was to find Isaac a bride. And he was not teasing her or leading her on. He wasn't playing hard to get. He wanted it known from the beginning that he was looking to marry. And God is not interested in a one-night stand. He does not get involved into meaningless courtships. He's made his intentions known from the beginning. He's looking for a bride. Now, some matters, though, they are concealed from Rebecca. Her road is concealed. She does not know what lies between where she is and where he is. There are many unknowns along the way, but the servant has all the necessary resources to make the journey successful. She probably had many questions about the journey, about the destination, about the man Isaac. She might have even wondered along the way if the roughness of this journey was even worth it. And her reception is concealed. She may have wondered, when he sees me, what will he think of me? Will I be accepted? Will I be loved? If he is all that I have been told, he may not be too impressed with me. All her fears were in vain. As in verse 67, it says, "Then Isaac brought her into his mother's tent. He took Rebekah and she became his wife, and he loved her." You need not wonder whether Jesus will have you or not. If you will come to him, he will never turn you away. And if you are already saved, you need not fear his rejection at the end of the journey. And Rebecca's reward is concealed. What is in it for Rebecca? Is this offer for real? If I could answer her, I would tell her, "Rebecca, you get a new father, you get a new family, a new faith, a new fortune, a new future, a new fame. Rebecca, you get more than you could ever imagine when you get Isaac. The rewards for coming to Jesus are without number and without limit." And some matters are very certain to Rebecca. She is willing to choose. And verse 58, she's asked if she will go with this man, and she says, "I will." Even though she does not know all there is to know about Isaac, she knows that she wants to be with him. She doesn't have all the information, but she has got enough to choose. He sounds just like the man she wants to be married to. And salvation boils down to your wanting him more than you wanting anything else in life. Being saved means coming to a place where you are willing to choose Jesus over your sins. Heaven over hell. God over Satan. Salvation is about you reaching a place where you want to be free more than you want to be bound. Salvation is faith in Jesus Christ alone. And Rebecca sees that I want him more than anything I have. Here, I will go. Salvation comes down to your being willing to make him your choice. Don't allow anything to stand between you and your soul's salvation. Nothing you can name in this world or in the world to come is more valuable than you being saved. And Rebecca is willing to change. She sees Isaac as being more valuable than anything else in her life. She's willing to turn her back on everything to go and be with him. She is willing to live in a new place, in a new way, under a new management. And this is the essence of salvation. It is a total life change because it is a new life. You cannot change yourself, but until you are willing to let God change you, you can never be saved. And she is willing to commit. Rebecca is willing to commit the rest of her life to being Isaac's wife. She is willing to give her all to him. Salvation is not about mere profession. It's about total commitment. Salvation is a radical commitment to follow Jesus Christ for the rest of your life with no reservations. Salvation comes when a lost sinner is convicted of his sins and is drawn to Christ, believes the gospel, and repents of sin. Salvation is a total commitment to a new life. So in conclusion, why is the life of Abraham so important? Well, because Abraham's life is a picture of the Christian life, which too is a journey. God calls us to give up our old life of sin. He calls us to journey to the promised land, and like Abraham, we too go through the trials and temptations that try to hijack us from the promised land. God calls us too to teach our children, whether our literal or spiritual children, how to walk with God and provide for them when we are no longer there. Abraham taught Isaac how to walk with God and how to trust God in all things. We see Abraham making provision for the partner to keep Isaac walking with God, one who had brought vision that God had given Abraham, a wife who could keep Isaac on the straight and narrow. And Rebecca, she made her decision to go to Isaac, and as a result, she was loved. She was blessed, and she lived a happy, joyous life. It happened because she said, "I will go," when she heard the question, "Will you go with this man?" What about you, in your heart? You are hearing that same question today. Will you go with this man? Will you? If you will come to Jesus, he will save you and change your life forever. You and you alone can decide what you will do with Jesus. Jesus is standing at your heart's door, standing and knocking. He's knocked before. So the question we face once more, will you go with this man? Amen.